Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Beth Bruno, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, we spend the first half of our life acquiring things and the second half getting rid of them. We humans are a little weird. When I was coming of age in the early 80s, beginning my life of home ownership and parenthood, the goal was always to trade up for bigger and better. Everyone we knew was on the same path. Buy a house, keep it for a while, sell it, buy a bigger one. But it wasn't just the house. It was all the stuff we needed to go in it. We were busy accumulating stuff. We were charging our credit cards to the hilt. We were creating a lifestyle, and it wasn't cheap. The ability to buy things is what we all worked so hard for when we were in our 20s, 30s, and 40s. The more things we wanted, the harder we had to work. And once we got the bigger house, instead of being satisfied, we suddenly needed one with a pool. The thing that made us go to work every day was the credit card bills for all the stuff. So we went to work, and we bought more stuff. Rinse and repeat. Some habits die hard. I still buy clothes I don't need, hoping they will make me feel a certain way. And every year the styles change, so we have to buy new things to stay relevant. We stuff our closets with clothes we don't wear, our kitchen cabinets with appliances we don't use, our sheds with boxes of who knows what that we just had to have, but now we can't even remember why we bought it. Years ago, people went to the mall for recreation just to see what they might find that they couldn't live without. That was before malls became passé. Now, we sit with our phones in our hands, the world of material goods at our fingertips. We hit buy and wait for it to show up on our porch. During the early part of the pandemic, I was buying so many things this way that I would forget what was in the box when it came. It was like Christmas every day. At some point, there comes a reckoning. We have to reassess our habits. We suddenly have an empty nest, or we retire, or our parents die. We decide we want a smaller house, or to travel, or we are forced to move out of our home due to an illness, or a need for more care, or our spouse dies. Maybe we just want to be free from so much stuff weighing us down. Whatever the reason, it seems we all find ourselves in this place eventually. There is stuff that has to be dealt with, either ours or someone else's. We find ourselves looking around and thinking, what the hell am I doing with all this stuff? As I am going through all the things I have spent money on that I no longer want or need, and many that I have never even used, I am appalled at all the money I would have in my bank account now, if I had not followed the urge to buy, buy, buy. And now, I have to spend my precious time and energy sorting through it all, bagging and boxing it up for the Goodwill or the consignment shop, putting it in my car and hauling it off. Why do we do this? I think the generations coming behind us are not blind to what we have done to ourselves. Many of them are choosing much simpler lifestyles, smaller homes, fewer possessions, more thrifted items, more making things themselves. The minimalist movement has become huge. People are rejecting the idea that we should spend our lives working to own things. I applaud their decision to turn away from the way we did it. If I had to do it over again, I would do it that way too. In fact, it's not too late. As I clarify what I want the remaining 30 years of my life to look like, I see that it does not include an abundance of material possessions. When my husband and I finish clearing out, I am vowing not to let the void be filled, as a vacuum tends to want to do. If I feel the need to fill a space, I will ask hard questions about why, and examine whether I am attempting to fill a void within myself with a material object. I wandered around in one of my favorite antique malls recently. I saw so many pretty things. I fingered the linens. I picked up beautiful crystal. I admired the art. When I left there, all I had in my hand was a little fabric tube that holds plastic grocery bags. I was able to see all those beautiful things, enjoy them, and leave them there. The item I purchased was something I truly needed. The rest I left behind. I felt so free, even empowered, and I made sure to make a mental note of that feeling. I want to remember in the future how good that feels when I am faced with the temptation to buy something I don't need. I am going to clear out the excess and get on with living. I am going to slow down the acquiring. I am determined not to spend the rest of my life cleaning out my possessions. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.